Rishus Avi Mori. We're holding by Simon Tzadik Dal by Sivav. Over here, coming the Torah, and it brings down from the Sefer Truma two different cases. One, the case of a Kedera with Blias inside. One, the case of Mamoshes, Betol Manirokos, with Blias inside. He's been Mechal to both cases, whether the Blias are Isser or the Blias are Heter. The first case, you have a pact. If you have a Blias of Isser, let's say the Isser is 10 o'clock in the morning, then afterwards, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you cooked water. The question now is, when does the clock start of Me'es Leis? When is 24 hours from? Since this case over here is Isser, the clock starts from, is being a chum over here and counts in the water, 24 hours from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's by Isser. Masha Enkin, the comparison, is by Heter. We have Balser at 10 o'clock in the morning, you have water at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Negeir to Heter, the loch is only have 24 hours from the Balser, the original thing, and not from the water. That's one case in the same with Truma. The second Akimto, you have a case over here of Eichel, Betzalim, Yerokos. You have Blias inside. Also depends on Blias of Isser or Heter. If there are Blias of Isser, then the loch is Yemishar, not just the Isser, Yemishar everything, the whole entire Yerokos. Masha Enkin, the Blias of Heter, only Blias of Balser. Let's say, for example, in this onion, or the Yerokos has 10 kezaisim, but the Blias only 1 kezais of Balser. How much are you Yemishar? Only the Blias of the Balser, which is only case of the kezais. Those are two halachas. L'maisa kamal v'mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, he only brings down the second case of Blias of the Eichel, not the case of Blias of the Kedera. That we had already in Siman Kuf Gimel, Siv Zayin. Also it's brought down in Siman Kuf Chabay, Siv Dalad. But it's not brought down over here by the Mechaber. However, the Taz in Sivkon Vav brings down Bekitzer. The Shach brings down Barichas over here in Sivkon Chabay. So I'd like to focus what how the Shach has a couple points on this Mechaber, what's going on over here, on really the Torah and the Beis Yosef. First, again, negate the case of Kedera. We have the beliefs of Isser and beliefs of Heter. What's the lumpness behind to Mechalik? Why is one time we start the clock all over by the case of Isser? Masha'ing and Beheter, we do not start all over. Come on the Beis Yosef, and bring down the smack. He says it depends upon the Sugimchana. By the case of beliefs of Isser, that went in at 10 o'clock in the morning, then 3 o'clock into the water, what happened? The beliefs go out into the water. We're chenaning the water. A brand new blia goes inside of this water. We count 24 hours from the case of the water. Masha Enke in the case of Basra that went at 10 o'clock in the morning. 3 o'clock he did water. Everyone knows the ABC of Chanan. There's no Chanan by the case of Heter. That everyone knows. It's very clear. Since there's no Chanan by Heter, what happened? The water has no, not Chananing it. So went back inside. The same blia originally. If you have 24 hours from the original blia, which is Basra, 10 o'clock in the morning, not from 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Building upon this, come on the Mechab, when he brings it down the Loch Lamaisa. What? So same as man. Same as man of the original thing, not the second thing. Built upon this, come on the Mechab, when he does bring it down Loch Lamaisa.
One set of svar, this is going back, kind of rejuvenates the taste. In other words, when it comes into the water, you start from the water.
That's what the Shach, I think, is Chor saying. Not the.
Rejuvenates the taste.
Rejuvenates it, but. Okay, could be. That's what the Shach seems to be saying. But at least the Mechabi is saying the Sugiv of Mitzah, the Sugiv of Chanan. Now, therefore, once based upon Chanan, everyone knows the Mechabi Shita is there's no Chanan by Shari Sir. Therefore, the Aloha has the Mechabi bring it down when he says it in Kuf Gimel and Kuf Chabayz. Bring down the same akimto in the case of Blias Basa B'chalav. Let's say 10 o'clock in the morning you have Blias of Basa B'chalav. Then 3 o'clock in the afternoon you have Blias of, you put in water to cook inside this pot that have Blias of Basa B'chalav. Then, says the Mechabi, you start all over the clock again at 3 in the afternoon, caused by Basa B'chalav, you do say Chanan. Mash Enkin said the Chanan, says the Mechaber by Shari Serm, there is no Chanan. Therefore, the lach will be that you will not start the clock all over again and get to Blias of Isser. Adkan the Mechaber. Come on the Mechaber over here, the Shach over here, and he has two kashas on that Mechaber. Two different points he asks. Number one, you are saying, Beis Yosef, what is Peshat in the Torah over here, the Sefer Truma? The Nafkamin over here is a Sugil and the Get to Chanan. Is a Chanan by Shari Sur or Basa B'chalav? The kash is the Torah does not hold of Chanan by Shari Sur. There's no such thing. Why is the Torah bringing down the Sefer Truma when in Simon Tzadik Beis, is not possible, is Chanan by Shari Sur? Bob Kasha, The Beis Meir on the page, people on the page, he says he does not know how to answer this kasha. It's a bomb kasha, Aleph. The second thing he says is that the idea you're saying is Chanan, you mechab, how are you bringing on the kimto? You're bringing it down when you're bleeth a basal bechalav, and then at 3 o'clock you add water, then it's bleeth basal bechalav water, then we do say Chanan. What is the lumdus to mechab to Chanan, Bashar Yisur, with Chanan a basal bechalav? Everyone says over, by basal bechalav, it's heter beheter. Once heter beheter, we're making a new Shem Chalois Isilvir and Naya burial, therefore we say Chanan osmina Torah. Masha Enkein, when it's Issa with Heter, it's only Blias, it's a Chokot on Otter Basuba Chalov. But Issa with Heter, Elvad is not the Chanana Minator. If that's so, says the Shachlitz analyzed this Akimto that the Machab is bringing down. The case over here is Basuba Bichalov that goes inside water. What's Basuba Chalov? That in and of itself is Issa. So, Be'etzem, what is this case? Is this Chanana Shayasum or Chanana Basuba Chalov? Basal b'chalav with water is chanan of shari surim. Chanan of shari surim, does the mechaba hold of? No. So why in the world are bringing down this halacha of basal b'chalav with water as being to be machmed? Say the clock starts all by the case of water. That in essence is chanan of shari surim, which the mechaba did not hold of. That's the two main kashas against this base Yosef. Come along the shach, if you have to understand the Seva Truma. Okay, go ahead. The Kamal Mishach and how he wants to answer the Seva Truma, and he wants to say over here that the Seva Truma has nothing to do with Chanan. The Seva is there's a chilik whether it's not Benati Atero or not Benati Yisro. That means the whole Siman Tzadikei we're discussing not Benati Atero, the Beis Yosef brings down from the Ran that Heter of being Kolish is only negate to Heter. Masha Enkein, when it's not Benati Yisro, we can have 100 knots of Isser, goes in and out, it never loses its shame of being Isser, and therefore the mice of the Isser stays. Therefore, what's the time of what's Pshan the Sheva Chumo? When it's Basser going inside waters, not Benati Teres Kolish, about to have to count from the Basser. Masha Enkein, when it's a case of Isser, when the Isser going into the water, going back into the pot, if that Akimta, then we're going to count from the Isser, when it's hard, it still retains the shame Isser, and therefore we're going to count from the water, not from the Isser. That's the saying over here. Now first, just to answer the Mechaber, again, we have a kash of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is saying, Bas B'chalav with water, you're calling it the Chanan of Bas B'chalav. So that Chonim, the Prim Godim, a couple of times, one over here, he says, B'etzem, in Yisrael Shabbat, you're correct. B'chanan min HaTorah, it has to be Heter with Heter. But came along the Mechaber, the Seyosli, they came along, they hold, any Chanan, get to Bas B'chalav, we're going to Chanan it. We say, it's a Din Chanan, and if Din Chanan of Bas B'chalav might be the Rabbanon. But since it's Basa B'chol with water, the Mechaber sheet is all Basa B'chol with Sechanan, all Shari Sumi won't Sechanan. Because it's a Chokel, because Basa B'chol with Sechanan. Yeah, by Basa B'chol with Sechanan. So it's true that it doesn't have the loveness behind of the Chanan and Atari, Heter Beheter. But Basa B'chol with Sechanan. And my sister, most people go this way. They say in the Mechaber sheet, Nafmina will be negated to us. We all by Shari Sumi, the loch is that we. But we make a lach b'lach b'efsimubo. They come along in Taina when it's bosta b'cholav with water, where do you put under? Chanan of shari serum or chanan bosta b'cholav? If you put under chanan of bosta b'cholav, you won't even have a heter of lach b'lach b'efsimubo, shari serum. Because the chanan of bosta b'cholav. That means we also, we're going to put under the chanan of bosta b'cholav and the chumat of bosta b'cholav, says Afroinim.
No, it's
true, it's but still, it's chanan of basa b'cholav.
Why do we
have shari shem and kill zera of basa b'cholav? No, but balach, why are we being mekufor? We had the Mordechai and the Raivit, we don't say chanan balach, balach. But here, my say, it's chanan of basa b'cholav, we mach, but it's a gimton. But aloch l'maisi negate this case, how do we pass it? When did the clock start all over again? So, b'ikir, when you learn Simukov Gimel Sev Zayin, over there, there were really four separate machlikis and going on in that sheet over there. And really they're trying to put all four things together. That means number one, this idea of the Sefer HaTruma that we start the clock all over again. Over there the Beis Yosef, the Skelim bring down, the Smak disagrees. The whole concept he says, even by Basa B'chalav or Shai Yisrum, we're not start all over again because Eina Nesel Chaimim in the Isser. One thing. A second thing over there we discuss the Machlek is what is Einim Nei Yomai? Is the idea of Linus Laila, Rashi and Tosfos? Or the idea is Ma'is L'Eis? A third Machlek is the Sugya of Chanan And they put two points together, Chanan. Number one, Chanan by Shari Surimanat, Mechaber Amor. And number two, what is Chanan of Bas B'Cholov with water? Is that Chanan of Shari Surim or is that Chanan of Bas B'Cholov? And number four, the Sugya of Napanat Yisur, Napanat Yotera. That means you have four Samach Lakes and to ask the question again to the clock start all over again. Just try to make it simple, what came out over there, or the Poskim Paskin, and let's put first aside the idea of Linas Lailo. That's not Mitzarf, that Shita, the Gam, the Machab, the Amar, do Mitzarf it. Let's leave it blank right now. What comes out is really comes out of four different Shita, local Mitzarf Paskin. The Machab of Paskin is over there very clearly, that the gate of Bosom Macholov, when do we start the clock? He said Bosom Macholov in the water, then we count from the water. We count from the water. Mash Enkin, if it's Shari Surim, then we count from the Isser. That's the Mechaber Shito. Why? Because he holds Chanan by Bosom Cholov and not by Shai Surim. The moment there says, Aloch is negate to Bosom Cholov, he counts the clock from the Mayim. Masheng Mishai Surim, can you make a Mokm Hefsid? Hefsid. Why Mokm Hefsid? The Chanan point out, because first of all, the case of Lach Balach, Lias Lach Balach, and anyway, Lach Balach can make a Hefsid Mubo. I've already got the Tzivah over here, this Makshita, Ogs, and Seva Trimo. Even our Moz, we Mechab, the Shai Surim, we make a Mokm Hefsid. That's the second Shito. A third Shito, come along the Pre-Chodesh and the Pre-Toyer, and they went with the Shach's Tain over here, Kash over here, and they say we only and always count the Zman of the Bishul, of the Isser, or the Basim Cholov. We're not Mayim Mechalik. Because number one, they hold like a Svam, there's no Chanan by Shari Surim. And number two, they hold this Akimta is what? Is Chanan of Shari Surim. At Sadevi, the way the Shach, the Chavadat Paskins, there's no Chalik of Akar. If you always count from the water, it's how the sugya of Nap and Yisuro. I mean, whether it's Basim B'Cholov or Shari Surim, we'll always count from the water, Mitzah Nap and Yisuro. That means you have four different things to go on over here. Always count from the Isser, that's Pichodesh B'Toyer. Always count from the water, that's the Shach HaChavadas. Or to Mechalik, like the Mechaber does, that one's Mutter, one's Aser. Or to Mechalik, like the Mod does, one's Mutter, one's Mokm Hefsid. Those are the four sheets that came out.
Why the third sheet is always for Isser?
What's bothering you? Why only for Isser? Because they don't know. Let's fire them. There's no Chanan by Shari Surim.
What about Basim B'Cholov?
And by Basim B'Cholov with water is like the Shach's Kasha is Shari Surim.
Yeah, they go
with the Shach's Kasha. What? The Shach doing is so not
Panat.
Come on the Achoinim, and they point out there's a massive Nachmina Hanistam Shach in the Sefer Truma. It's like the Beis Yeshiva for the Shach, and they really Isker has a Kasha on the Shach. Bomb cash on the Shach. That means if you think about it for a second, the way the Mechaber is saying Ob Shach in the Sefer Truma, the Beis Yosef, is saying what happens. The Isser went inside the water, so now we can Chanan the water, it goes back inside. So you had a Gezais of Isser went inside, you need 60 times the Isser, went inside the water, and the water went back inside, you need 60 times whatever's going on in the water over here. But that's the case according to the Mechaber. According to the Shach, there's no Chanan over here. So come along the Degma Vava to Nyanan on the page, some on the page, or Kivega points out on the Pirin Godim, or other Chanuming down the crazy, they ask an obvious question. If you do not say Chanan, the concept is, we know by Hetu, it's saying the Fiyam Adumo, the Fiyam Cheshman. So what happens? Says in the Rebuda, let's analyze. Let's say you have a pot over here that holds a Gezayis. You put an Isser inside of a Gezayis Isser, of Chazer, and now the pot has a Gezayis Isser inside. Says in the Rebuda, now the second time you put in water, of 20 Gezayis of water. That number is the Nadi Huda's number. 20 gezeisim of water. What happens? The gezeis of Issa goes inside the water. There's no chanan. Going to sheet, no chanan. The spash b'shova goes now back inside the walls because Napanati Yisur goes back inside. Starts all over again. But how much goes inside? 1/20. So now the second time, how much do you need? You need 60 times 1/20, which is 3 gezeisim. That means the first time you need 60 gezeisim. The second time goes into the water, the Fiyam Aduma goes back in the pot, and you only need 3 gezeis. Because 60 times 1/20 of gezeis is 3. That means the Pella, the Shach, is saying, because you have a gezeis, the pot holds a gezeis of Isser. The next gezeis of Isser goes into 20 gezeis of water. Now, how much goes back inside the pot? 1/20 of a gezeis.
Maybe not
gezeis. It's Bash B'Shovo, and it's the Fiyam Aduma, Fiyam Cheshman. And there's no Chanan. What? I said the pot only holds the gezeis. I kept saying that. I said two things. The pot only holds the gezeis and the only gezeis of Isser. In that akimto, what happens? It goes out, goes back inside the pot. So how much now? It's 1/20. Times that by 60 is the Bikizaisim. Right? That's the numbers, math. So it's a best of its appeal. I mean, the Shach's saying, no, I'll say the same Truma. We really say the Truma. The Pasha says, no, he means 60 times the Isser. Not 60 times the Fiyam Adumah of the Isser. That means the massive Chiddush and the Chiluk, Hanna say over the Mahalach. Say like the Beis Yosef, Fakert, it's Chanan against the night because it's Isser. It's not 20 Gizaisim of Isser, it's 60 times 20. Mashenkin, if you go to the other Mahalach, it's Fiyam Adumah, it's 60 times the Fiyam Adumah. It's a pillow what's going on over here. Now, you could answer, like you're all trying to say over here, that he's calling it a general case over here, that not all cases are true when I'm saying Fiyam Adumah. That means you pointed out when you discuss Fiyam Adumah, but let's say the pot holds, let's say, 100 Gizaisim. You put a Gizaisim Isser, then 20 Gizaisim of Heter. How much goes back inside? Well, 21, so you still have Gizaisim Isser inside. So you still need 60 times one Gizais. That means the Said Shaboy, the 60 times Gizaisim Isser, really depends how much the pot holds. No, I think it was everybody. So therefore, you could say, but it's very missing in the Shach over here, and again, there's a big difference how much do you evaluate, what's going on over here, because most pots are cooking a lot of food, right? You make a chul, make a soup, there's a lot of food. It's not the amount of the pots over here, you have to say it's Fiyam Adumah. Most times it's Fiyam Adumah. A utensil is Fiyam Adumah. Most pots are Fiyam Adumah. That means it's a massive nafkamina, how do you say, over the side, with the golden halach of the Shach, which really, they ask a kasha on the Shach this way. Just, they point out, how do you know we say Lefiyam Adumah by the case of Isser? Who says so? So says the crazy, I'm going to call Raya. The Ben Ephraim says, we do not say Chanan B'Shar Yisrim. What's the Raya? By the case of Kli Midyan, get a big pot, how in the world are they kashering it? So according to the Shach, what are you doing? How are they kashering it? You put it inside water. Well, it's not Benat Yisrim, it goes in and goes out. What are you gaining out of it? According to the Shach, Ben Ephraim says, no Chanan B'Shar Yisrim. So kasher with water. So it goes in and out. He says, very simple. It goes in the Fiyam Adumah, goes back inside. So now it's 1/20. Now he cashes a second time, and only three times the amount of the Blias. Well, only three Gizaisim is Isser, and that's a kasher. Ben Ephraim himself holds the kasher every part two times. Otherwise, you have the same kasher, the Ben Ephraim, you have Bayah, Napanat Yisro. So we see clear, even Isser, we say the Fiyam Adumah. Otherwise, if Ben Ephraim has no right, the case of clean Midian. Live to the crazy, the fellow, what the Shach is saying over here. Kasher. Fine. That's the first thing again, which is the Torah. Second thing, the Mechav does bring down the Torahs from the Torah. Is the idea of you have Yerukas B'Tzolom that is Blias inside. The Torah be Mechav whether the Blias of Isser or Blias of Heter. If there's a Blias of Isser, then you Meshair against the whole entire thing. Blias of Bosser, then you Meshair only against the Heter. Now the Shach points out the Mechav is on hold of Chanan B'Shar Yisrim. So why in the world does Mechav bring down this Chiluk? Where is the case of Blias of Bosser? So the Shach says the chiluk in the mechaber is the blis of baser or the blis of baser bichalov. If the blis of baser, the mishar only gets a baser. If the blis of baser bichalov, then we chanan it. The yirok is the mitzalom. Then we have to mishar against the whole entire thing. That's the chiluk. Why he being down the sefer truma in his own world, there's no chanan by shai yisrim. Also, the Shach holds like the Rama. This is chanan by shai yisrim. About this chiluk versus blis of iser against the case of blis of heter. Now, once we have the case of we have what's halacha, yet mishar shishim. That means you have a case of a betzal, take an onion have blias of basar inside. The halacha is you need shishim. No shishim, it's aser, but shishim it's mutter. Klim mechava shishim is mutter. What is mutter when you have shishim? The food that you're cooking inside with the onion avad is mutter. But is the onion itself mutter? What's the halacha negate to the onion? What's the shaila? The halacha is in simen kuvav. We learn efshe saichtai, which Bez Hashem is going to be on the test. Over there, Bez Hashem. So over there it says, by the case of an onion, that or anything that has belief of Isser, Yesiri times the amount, but Eshel Sechtle, the mice is also. Do we say Eshel Sechtle also by Heter? Or do we say they still, and therefore it retains the belief of Boston side, and the onion still has a problem? But no, Eshel Sechtle only applies by Isser, not by Heter. So come along, it's clear over here, come on the place, they're being down Maram Lo Blim. He has a tshuva over here discussing a case where you have a piece of basar, a fleshke knife that cut an onion over here. Then he took the onion and put it into a tashu shel chalav, cooked it all together. The shel is maram lublim. What's the loch and he gave the onion? Maram said the mice is mutter. The onion itself is mutter. Eshel sech beheter, the mice is mutter.
All the meat went out of the onion.
All the meat was spash b'shava. I mean, the spash b'shava. Therefore, when you look Klavav, we point out then on the page over there, the Gilim HaShoah sent you to over here, the Shach and the Taz, the Shach Lamia and the Taz and the Tzadik Vav, that we after sentence only by Issa to be Machma, not by Heter. And as far as he pointed out, is either one reason, once you have the shame Issa, you can lose the shame Issa. There's no Issa here, it's Heter. That's why Issa is also. Or another Svara, we'll get to. Or another Svara. Pen. Yeah, we have.
It's
Heter, it's Heter.
It's not
part of
you either.
But it's Heter. Yeah, but it's called Ethanian. And the second Svara we said over there, why Machma Issa the Sector is also the way the Machab understands from. The Rajba is that who says all of it came out? Maybe a little bit left, is left behind. We know the locha of Napanati Sur, even though it's called, will be Machmer. But I had to things that are Kolish, Napanati Ter, the Mice is Mutter. So over here, there's a Bliyan side, a little bit left behind, but that's very Kolish, the Mice is given Mutter over here. So you said to Eshel Sector, you can only say to Asis by Isser and not by Heter. So therefore, this Maram that's brought down over here by the Shach, the Taz brings it down, also in Tzadik Vav, the Moravra brings it down, the Prima Gona brings it down, Koch Mazodim, Chavdas. The place can be down, the onion and the maisa comes mutter. Now the question is how far, or what is the kibbutz saying the onion is mutter? Really, there are two cases over here. The way how the mechaber, when he brings it down, he has a case where this onion is cooked in a keder chalevis, which is inside a milchaka pot. What happens when you cook it with milk itself? So I start, we took the onion, a fleshed onion, and you put it inside boiling hot milk and cook the onion inside the milk itself. Is that going to be the same aloha or different aloha? Come on, Kiveger, over here on the page, is Medayik, the words of the Mechaber is Dafka and Keder Chalevis. Why? Because there you have a sugya of Napanat Tetero, is a bleas went into the pot with milk, then went from the out of the pot to inside this water, then goes to the onions, Napanat Tetero. Therefore, that Akimte wants to say the onion is mutter. Mashenken, you have a case of an onion over here, that the bleas of Cholov, bleas of Basar, you put inside milk, the milk went inside the onion. The onion now is Basar of Cholov. I'm going to chanan the onion, and the onion be'etzim is also. And the onion will be also.
So, the chalav, it went into the onion, which is heter.
It has bleas of boss and bleas of chalav. What happened to bleas of boss and bleas of chalav?
Where did you put it? You said you cooked it in milk.
So, I'm saying, again, we had two cases. There's a case of cooking in a pot of milk, the bleas, and then there's a case of cooking in milk. So, in the case of pot of milk, instead of cubic. So we had the onion ready is flesh cheeks. You made onion flesh cheeks originally. You have the flesh onion you cut with flesh cheek knife, or you took the onion and ready cooked in the flesh cheek pot with meat. So first, come on, Kiveger.
The soup in the milk in the pot is milk, and the onion stays flesh cheeks.
The onions will be chenan, also treif.
No, treif.
No, the right.
So in that case, but the onions
blast flesh. No, it can be the smash. Then it'll be the
shava. It's a smash. It's a smash. It's a
shava.
It doesn't hold. It remain flesh.
No,
okay.
Soup is
milk.
It's an onion flesh.
No, I'm not sure.
It doesn't hold smash. The onion becomes chanan.
No, there's no chanan over here.
Right, so the onion stays fleshings.
Don't say it. No, it's a smash b'shava. Here, well, I think we'll explain Kivega. I don't think so. That's how it starts off saying. However, Kivega ends off saying, what Rufal is pointing out, you read the Maram inside the Tshuva, it's case of Tashal Shal Cholav. He is being made on the case when there is Cholav Be'etzim Be'en there, that's number one. And number two, he ends off that you read the Ramon, Simon, it's a case of Beis. Ramon is clearly saying a case where it's been cooked with milk. Now, if you turn to the Ramon over there, you start clearing what exactly what Ramon refers to that way. So, best you read the Ramon. Ramon says a case over there when you have basa that was cooked with dover charif. You have a charif that's cooking the klisho basa. Now you have this onion that's flesh chicks. Im ochlo b'cholov. The loch is the awesome diav until you have shishim. If you eat it with milk, it's aser until you have shishim against the basa. If you eat it with milk, it's also. What do you mean you eat it with milk? You ate it. So the way how the Lav Shulchan Aruch on the side says it's a Toy Sefer over in the Ramah, and the Ramah says in Bishlo B'cholov, then also until you have a case of Shishim against the Basar. And that's whether you have the Gears or not, Avada means Ochlo B'cholov means to be Vashul with Cholov. So before Shul Ramah that says, if you have a flesh onion that was cooked with milk, if you have Shishim L'maisa, that case will be Mutter. We don't say against the Basar. Before Shema that way, that means the Kivega ends off. The Moss says I'm incorrect. The Raman Shuva is saying I'm incorrect. And it's not so that side the onion will be mutter whether it's a kedesh or chalavi or whether it's cooking with milk itself. That's number two. Number three, what? Ram's case is a tashul cholov. Pashas means the doesn't mean just please the cholov, means a real cholov there. Number three, they point out this halacha is brought down over here and is brought down the Siman Tzadik Vav. Over there, Nesikel bring it down the same Aram. The case of the Siman Tzadik Vav, the way the kimta is in the Shulchan Aruch, is you have a case where you have an onion that was cooked with a fleshy knife, and the words of Mechaber is you cooked it with cholov. On the halacha, they bring down the Aram. On there, the Shachav brings it down, and Taz brings it down, the Beis Lachem Yehuda, and the Ve'ehitiv, and Lachem Apollon, they all bring it down. The Aram on the case being cooked with milk. So again, over here, it's a nice dirk in the Mechaber. But again, all the noise killing bring it down on the Mechaber again in the next static level, see?
The
and there's a cooked with milk, and there must be forced away, and that's Maram's Shuvah that way, Pashas and Shuvah. Therefore, Kiv Ege ends off with duck. Sounds, I'm not sure what means Vaduk over here. Vaduk that I'm wrong, or Vaduk is a kasha, or Vaduk, but it doesn't even end off Sarachim. Vaduk, Maisel, something. It's correct, Maisel, Smoter. Now the kasha is, what is the Mavuch over here? What's a shail over here? How does the sand over here? So the side over here, they get about the concept of Makusher. That means really we have Makusher, things that connect one with another. Biradover. We had a sugi we saw in Gemara in Kuv Chesu and Beis in Chulun. The Gemara discussed over there when you have a piece of basa went to fell inside a vat of milk. The Gemara over there says, if you take it out after Nerchim Sichosai, what's halacha? The milk went inside the meat. We have to now chenan the piece of basa and Yisushim versus the basa. Why? Because the milk and the meat stood by itself, it was not being mitzvah for the whole entire thing, stood by itself and asked the meat with the milk inside, and then goes back inside the milk and shishi versus the basar. That's clear, that's a loch we had brought down, Simon Tzadik Beis Sefala. That's a mechab and that's a gemara. We have another loch by Tipas Cholom, hit the outside of the pot, connect the oichel, what's a loch? We mitzvah the whole pot and all the blis inside the walls, and the shishim against the bli over here. Why? Somehow we had, by the case of a piece of meat with the milk inside, it stands by itself a chananet. Masha'enki with a tipo against the outside of the kli, we're not going to say the kli stands by itself, say chananet the bliyo, and then go inside the pot. We're going to serve the whole pot with the food inside, shishim against the tipo. So when are we saying we connect everything, like the tipo? And we're saying we judge it by itself. That's kasha. So that's what Shumas Adjasin, Shumas Adjasin brought down by the Vaisesim. He wants a machal, a case of a kli, whereas a case of oichel. A case of a kli, the loch is, we'll say, makush, everything's all connected. And therefore, the team goes on the whole time, I think, of a case of shishim. Mashenkin, by the case of oichel, we're not saying the concept of here of makusher, a stand by itself, we'll say this to give chanan. That's the chil, the shumat adeshin, botam, chavdas, says it clearly, others speak it out, but that's the shumat adeshin's yisoid to answer the obvious question over here. If that's so, it makes very good sense of kivegas, chilik over here. If discussing case of bleeds, we must starve everything. The case, when you're discussing oichel over here, you have an onion over here, with a bleeds, a bosser, and they have put inside bleeds and milk inside, the be'en and milk inside, the loch is, it stands by itself, we should chanan it. That's a svar to say chanan. How do you answer why not that way? That's a svar, why? We say, again, by oichel, things stand by itself. Piece of meat stand by itself, kelim is the same kosher. The concept of kosher is by kelim and not by oichel. The way I had to answer, the big dam of chaznish, or the truth of Yadhud or Bala Shulchan, but the chaznish is over. The idea of a kosher, we say in the get to oichel, not in the get to blias. So here in the onion, what do you have? You have blias of basa, blias of cholov. By blias, we'll makasher everything. Mashing, you have a piece of meat, that blias of cholov, so I'm discussing be'en over there. When discussing be'en, then we look at it by itself. That's the another way. When you, the Gemara's case, you have a piece of basa fell inside the milk. So basa is be'en, it's mamashas. So you judge the basa standing by itself with milk inside of it. Well, chanani is 60 times that amount. Mashing in this onion, we have inside of it blias of basar, and putting milk inside of blias of cholov. We have two blias inside. We don't know be'en of basar or be'en of cholov.
Not the tzir of cholov mamash.
The tzir of mamash itself.
So it's not blias of cholov, it's cholov mamash.
What's going inside the onion?
Cholov, not blias.
The blias, called blias. We're calling that blias. What goes inside the onion? Blias going inside the onion. Not milk going inside the onion, the blias going inside.
Why not? It's real milk.
Real milk is still blias. You cook meat with a potato being cooked with meat. Is that blias going inside the potato?
Right, yeah.
Not real meat, blias, right? Right. It's the same thing. Uh-huh. So we have blias going
it's
inside. Like in case of you walk, you have a tashel. Right, it's a tashel. Right. A tashel is blias.
Right.
Might be a high level blias, but it's blias. That means you have any again causing you walk over here, right? You have vegetables over here. A potato cooked with milk. Is that blias of boss, blias of cholov? Blias will say the concept of kosher.
If you prove
If you want to turn to liquid, maybe have to get contact the liquids.
Then
you can stop clearing already. If you go with this malach, again the other malach, that's one way how to answer it. Maisa, then the person can come along and say, when you have the case of shishim, Maisa, again, whether how to answer it again is a biblical book among the Achronim. Maisa, we're going to match the onion or these vegetables. Therefore, just say a case mentioned already one time. Go look for him. Good matter. When you have shishim, I'm not sure what you're reading from.
The end of the shaft of Gilmore brings him
around. You're going in the inside of Gilmore, Tagadalad. So the very small pieces. Again, he's being mechal. The onion is mutter by heter, and again, Eshel Sekhti is by Isser, is Osir. Eshel Sekhti is by heter, and Maiser is mutter. Dafka by Isser is Osir, and by heter is mutter.
You have something that's very porous. You cut it open, there's actual milk in there. It's still only considered what is?
I think it's a blua. I think so.
It's still only blues.
Torah, but I think so. Now, just in case Vatan says, oh, the case, very simple. Guy made chicken soup over here, and he had his two carrots from the chicken. He had chicken soup with a bunch of vegetables. Took out some of the vegetables and made his pie of a soup over here. Sunday morning, the husband had some soup with the carrots that were clearly from the flesh of chicken soup. The luck was you have to wait 6 hours. That means the luck is you take out chicken soup, you have to wait 6 hours. Take the carrots out, eat them, you have to wait 6 hours. Now, he took the two carrots, two of them, he cooked, made a whole vegetable soup. Master pan over here. That had some carrots from the chicken soup, and the guy ate the chicken, the carrots. You have to wait 6 hours or not? The halacha is what? Just be clear. Torah Shabbos: a wife made a pot of chicken soup with tons of chicken and vegetables inside. Fine. She finished the whole soup. All the it was delicious. It was wonderful. Eshes Chayil. There's some vegetables left over. Took some of the vegetables Sunday morning and made a brand new pot of soup. That's parv. In this flesh sugar pot with all the wonderful ingredients and some of the vegetables left over from the flesh sugar chicken soup in this flesh sugar pot with parva stuff inside. Come along the husband Sunday night, sits down and has this, Ishkal made a wonderful food over here, and he ate the soup over here with part of vegetables that were from the chicken soup. They have to wait 6 hours. That's his case, right? That's not I'm just being a practical case over here. Right, after the stuck in my head, the mice is mutter, and therefore. I don't know, chash v'shal. What do we make? What do we make? From the soup, the chicken soup?
He ends up with the duck. Before the
duck,
where you hold on the mice of those carrots, black fishes.
No, that's a different side over here. No, that's different, because there's a power of a soup. Yes, he'll be water. Yeah, because he's... There, chalavi, he's masking.
But for a different reason, because it's not barnat. But b'yusaydi mitzad ha'ashul sechli, it doesn't agree.
I don't see him arguing that point.
Because if you agree to ha'ashul sechli, then even if it was actual milk, it should be ha'ashul sechli. He argues on the yusaydi ha'ashul sechli,
We'll read again together. Fine, that's how the Ikkud Pashim goes. Now, there are those who argue on this Yisoid. There's a crazy who wants to argue on the Yisoid. And there's a Tarsi Kasil. But Ikkud Pashim one time, and the mice are stuck to their head to his motor, and there's no problem here. Once you have Shishim, I think it's all his motor.
Does the onion sub count
towards the Shishim? Yes. There is another Kiveg over here discussing that, again, only Sun Shulchan Aruch, the case of Kavish, you say the same halacha of Efshel Sarkta, we put it on the thing. So he brings down that the Torah Chat Moravram says Allah is by Kvisha is not pilot everything. Only by Bishul is pilot everything. By Kvisha, how much comes out is not pilot everything, or Chosh not pilot everything. Therefore, we're not going to have to start from my sister's motor. That's as far over here. Next Sugya. Yeah, be Machmer. One other setter. Next Sugya. Siv Zayin, the Sugya of Sakin. Very important. Sugya, case of a knife. That means the clone we had to get to in general to cooking things, usually when things are hot, that's how we transfer taste. Come on, we have a new sugar of transferring taste, the case of a sakin. The reason why it's over here, another sugar of it, not by not, because the oil of the Gemara on that Kofir Aleph, over there is causing Dagum Shah Alabakara, the locker is, it's more to eat with Kutach. However, the Gemara's Mamshech, it's nine, a radish that was caught with a sakin Balsari, the locker is, it's also to eat it with Kutach. I mean, that was the flow of the Gemara, and that's the Pasha's why it's over here. That's just the flow of the Gemara. The first, again, we have the Gemara very clear. You have a radish, it's nine, cut with a flesh knife. The loch is, you cannot eat with kutach. The word, the Gemara, why? The agav the churfa bala. Due to the sharpness of the onion or the radish, it can be balaya. What happens here? Rashi says two separate reasons, two separate things happen. Either number one, on the knife, the shamnunis, there's a filament on top of the knife that's coarse, it congeals on top of it, and therefore we have to worry about the be'en that's on top of the knife. A second thing he says, that it's churfa, it's bala tvei, agav duch de sakino, due to the pressure of the knife, therefore the bleeds will come out and go inside of the food. That means we're worrying about two things over here. Number one, the shamnunis on top of the knife, the filament on top, and number two, the bleed inside the knife. Now Rashi's words are agav duch de sakino, the pressure of the knife. Where did Rashi get those words? The new chiddush over here, agav duch de sakino. So the shach being down, the gemara and the chulin and the ches and beis, the gemara discussing when they were stacking of avodah zarah. He took a knife, a shchita, avodah zarah. He did shchita to an animal. Rav said the loch is going to be koyel fifth. The mokum, you have to do a klipa by the mokum shchita. The gemara discusses why. Is the mokum by shchita hot or cold? The gemara has two options. If it's hot, the go do a case of klipa. If it's cold, why is Rav saying a case of a klipa? The gemara answers it. Agav duch de sakino. The loch is bala. That's where it's coming from. Even though it's cold, obviously it's not cold, it's warm over there. In this place that's warm, though, we're not sure if it's hot or cold, what level to put it under. It's either because it's getter hot, therefore be machmer, or it's getter being cold or warm, and therefore be machmer and say, agad duch
l'skina, bala. It's not the
knife is trafe. The knife is trafe, we want to know
the
meat.
So.
No, the knife is trafe, and we want to know do klipa.
It's a knife or it's a trafe knife.
It's sakin shol avodah zarah.
It's pagan.
No, it's a vizor. The case is sakin shel avodah zarah. That's the words of Gemara. Say any way you want to say it means, but it says sakin shel avodah zarah. So again, so we have the side, the pressure of a knife has one side to be balaya, and number two, you have a bayam instead of sugyo shemnunis. That means we'll come out the numerous chumers over here when you have a case of dukkha. This speak out first clearly, three chumers are very clear on the page. One is, we know the sugya of Dov Gosh. What's the lach of Dov Gosh? Bimah Avucha among the Achorinim. Those are Mimekel, Ramah, the Taz. Come on the Taz and says, even though I want Mimekel, but they get the case of Dov Gosh, the lach is with Dukha, then those two things together, I'll be Machmer. Say case of Kuloi. That means one Chum is very clear. We have the Taz, but also Kanye Dalit. Gosh and Dukha, we'll be Machmer. A second Chum is very clear. The lach of Tzli, what's the lach? To come on the Shach, the Pesach of Zion says, why in the world are we being machmer in case of Kuloi? For just like we know, when they touch outside the Reitiv, the Loch is Netilo, it also should be a case of Netilo. So there's three Terutzim. The second Terutz is, the knife is Balea Shemnunis, and therefore comes out, Shomain comes out once a blow. His third Terutz is, that the other thing you're cutting into is Shomain, and to fair one to another, not like the Taz that we had in the Kofay. But the first Terutz is, that the case of Dukkha will make a case of Tzli Bikuloi. Tzli Bikuloi. I mean, even though Tzli, usually the case is Natila, but together with Dukkha, it's Kuloi. Now, to go with this Shachanat, there are those who want to disagree. There's a Prichodesh or Chashulchan. The most poskim go like the Shach, Prichodim, Chavadas, the Chachmazod, Miad Yudim, they pass on Lukhla Maisa, that there is idea of Chum over here that Tzli is Natila, unless with the Dukkha, a case of Kuloi. That's the second clear chumra we have in the case of Asakin. A third thing is, we know the Gemara that I involve, so it's because the log over the Togava, we pass in the Tog, and therefore the bottom thing is cold, the top thing is hot, the log is only a case of a klipa. It says a shachov in Tukon Chafei, but if you have a duchka together with it, won't have this kula be a case of kula again.
It doesn't happen at home, but yeah.
He's, what?
Well, it doesn't happen at home. I'm cutting a knife upside down.
If the thing itself is hot, probably it doesn't have to come to have a hot knife, correct?
No.
The shach, not that hot, come. Now, the shach does bedaik that way from Isvet Orech, the Ruch had a bedaik that way, but again, the place can do go this way. Allah Ma'isa, this Chumrah, that the Togav and the Kul will not apply. That means, again, we have three clear Chumras over here. That Duchat Sakina with Davagush, with Machmer, Kuloi. Duchat Sakina together with the idea of Tzli, with Machmer, Kuloi. Duchat Sakina together with the idea of the Togav, with Machmer, is still a case of Kuloi, even though the bottom thing is cold. Those are three clear things. Now, once we have these Chumras over here, what is defines a knife? So, the concept behind a knife is the idea that it cuts something. Let's say you have a pick, you have a fork, and you stab something. Is that the same idea? You're stabbing it, not you're picking up. You're stabbing something. Is that the same concept over here? It says the Daka Tshuva, it means a Tshuva is Marim Shneituch. Shneituch, good name for cutting. So it says over here that the idea of a sack is not din sack, no din sakin. The idea is anything that's pressure. So any fork will be the same exact halacha. And also, if you stab something, the loch is as a get of duchas zakino. The other swarming it down, whether it's oscals or the orba or sharp, all come along and say a sakin is not din sakin, even a fork can be that way. The other example says the oscal, you take your fork that has some shamunis on top of it, and you go to your sour pickle jar, you stab, take one out. And of course, you get it, and you pick it out, it falls out, so you go for another one. That one you just stab, it's fleshiks. Has all the lochas, duchas zakino, you stabbed it, has the klalim negate as sakin, it's cutting it. You have, it's klalim, I said. Whatever it's klalim is, you can pick it up, it's not this nicker, it's not bottle, the marks. We'll get to locha, how to apply kolim and chorif. But again, it has these halochas. I didn't say the locha. I said it had, what?
What's the halochas
with more sakin? You should say duchas zakino. So the gemara says, agav duchas zakino.
Normally, it's
sakin,
you should
say agav
duchas zakino.
Normally, it's sakin.
Because usually, what usually cuts?
No, but anything you stab with a fork.
Anything you stab, right. That's your side. That's your side of it. That's the study's pressure. Another example, just a strumbo coming down, you use steel wool or something, you scrape against something. That's duch. It's like, how you clean something? That's duch over here. That's number one. So I mean, discussing duch, the utensil using is anything that stabs it, anything that gives pressure. Number two, they discuss the other way around. What food are we discussing over here? But the sugar comes down from the 12th time of Das. He said, you take a knife, you mix milk. So it's a knife over here, but the avada, there's no dukkah.
What's the potato? Now, cutting the potato.
So not only that, he brings down the isvet of aruch. Even if you take an apple tzoli, a baked apple, and you take a knife with it, that's not dukkah over here. You take cottage cheese with a knife, take cream cheese with a knife, that's not dukkah. And that's my. That's, again, the idea of dukkah has to be two things: negate the utensil and negate the food. Negate the utensil has to be sharp, negate the food has to be something that is being using a pressure against it. If you do cream cheese, or you do kvina levana, or cottage cheese, there's no duch over there. I come into knife. It's not dinner knife, per se. It's a dinner, if there's a pressure.
Even
if
it's thicker?
If it's something that you do a pressure to it.
Meaning cream cheese, sometimes it's the
butter. If it's very hard, then we'll get to a hard butter. We'll get to that. I didn't say butter for a reason.
No, I'm saying even cream cheese, it's not what's hard.
Okay, it depends. Kvina levana. Right,
you don't know what that is.
You do. You want to say, we'll try to be mazaki. That means you can start clearing. No, an ice cream, they start scraping with a spoon. A pashas, that's ducha. That's pashas. Like, I might still want to say one thing, not the way I asked him why. So pashas, any.
Use a spoon as a knife.
I suppose. Okay. Pashas, any ice cream with a spoon should be queso. Klal ducha. Now, what klal does it have? Again, whatever it is, but it's a loch negate a knife. Crushing the same thing, it's pressure.
Any pressure?
No, so you know, just pressure things one against the other without cutting? Just mashing things up, that's not pressure. You have to cut it into things. Well, that we didn't see. That they do discuss that the Yisrael Kamenetsky said, no, it has to be cutting. What's any more than that? No, crush it, crush it, cuts it. That's not like that. No.
You squash the banana or whatever.
If you prep, again, the idea is cutting.
That's it, like,
but I did not say that. It's like crushing it. It does not cut through it. That is a knife. It's really a But now there is a side shadow here. Machlokes Taz and Shach to get to Ramli Inshi, if they know exactly in the knife how much to evaluate exactly that place, the whole entire thing. The Yom Shlomo is brought down by the Taz, he wants to be Machmavir, the Shach Mice wants to be Mekel. The Sfort Mechalk, in this case, verse we had in the beginning of the Simon, is what the Piskachu over there asks the question. It says, over here's a case to Abon, there's a case to Raisa, here's a Tzal Mice to be Mekel. They point out and they get to us practically most of our names. After you cut, you can look at it and see exactly where it cut. And what, if it's Snicker, let it go after where it is. If it's,
and their knives, not?
Their knives sounds like so dirty. It won't as is. Now, the gate to the Mechab over here, he has a case, a ratio and the case of a Sefer. The ratio, the case of Ben Yema, and the Sefer, the case of Enim Ben Yema. The gate to the ratio of Ben Yema, he discusses two problems over here, one mitzvah the Blias, one mitzvah the Mamoshes. In the case of the Sefer, it's Enim Ben Yema. There are Blias here, but everyone knows the Blias after 24 hours, and this time of Kam, therefore it's not Aser. Therefore, the only thing you're worrying about is the case of the Shabnunus over here. The question is, we have two different halachas. In the ratio, the halacha is shishim. Sefer, the halacha is klipo. The question is, on each one, why is that so? On the ratio, when it's a ben yomer, the halacha is shishim. The shal is, why? The gate of the sugya of tzli, halacha is shishim on the tila. Also, why we're worrying about the shamnus over here, also a case of klipo over here. Why are we being lax inside the sugya of klipo? So they bring down the Taz, bring down the Bach, he wants to say only case of Shishim, they all ask upon him why. It's like Kofes of Zayin, the Lach over there is Shishim and Tila. It also should be a case of Shishim and to ask us with a case of Klipo. So come along the Taz, the way he answers, he said when the Shulchan Aruch ends off the Lach of Klipo on the Sefer, the Klipo is going back saying the Risha and on the Sefer. It's going back on both. In Echadami, the Lach is in Shishim and Klipo. Shishim and Klipo. And therefore that's how Paschal Chachmat Odom or Choshulchan, Shishim and Klipo. Come on, and they say, let's analyze the words of the Taz. The Taz says, what's the loch of the simiku face of Zayin? By Tzli? The loch is Shishim and?
Tila.
Anyone says Klipa on the test, we'll get minus one. So over here, the Taz come along and says, Shishim and Klipa. Says the Prima Godem, Echadam made a mistake. It's Lavdaka Klipa, Shugi Lishnod Nokat. Echadam, you will get minus one on the test. Fine, can say. And then if we want to say, what's the loch of here? The loch is Shishim and the Tila, because his whole right is from over there. And therefore, it says Shishim and Tila, that's also a little bit hard. The Machabit says Klipa and the Sefer, it's going back, and it also means the Tila, Kasha. And therefore, there are those who say the loch is Shishim and the Tila. It's Chavdas, the Yad Yudo, the Kresh, Pichod, Shishim and the Tila. That means basically we have two main malachim in the ratio. It's Shishim and something. Shishim and what? It is Shishim and Klipa, Chokhmat Omar, Chokhmat, and the Pasha, the Tans? Or is it Shishim and the Tila? That's a Yad Yudo, Chavdas, Pimgonim. And the other achronim.
Only because it's dirty, right?
It's either the shamnunas are coming from, or it's had the bliya. We're not sure. Tzli anyway. Eno b'kiyim shishim and tila, right? We also two reasons. What's the loch of tzli?
Isn't this safer? That's eno b'kiyim.
Okay, not that's good. The safer now. That's ratio. No, ratio. We're in the ratio right now. Ratio. Come on now, the safer. Say the loch is by case of Enim Yomer, we're not worrying about the Blias at all, because next time we'll come, we're only worrying about the Shamnunas over here. The loch come on the Mechaper and says the loch is Klipo over here. Now, come on the Choynim, and they ask why the Maisa is Klipo, if you have Shamnunas, you need Shishim against this amount over here. We have Shamnunas, you need Shishim versus the amount of the filament over here.
Why do you reckon with the knife?
So it's
the meat is hot.
and now it's touching the shemunis, which makes it binyan. Why is it lufgam?
Because anything that's once 24 hours is mortar. We can't. What? We don't rejuvenate any blias.
What's blias? It's not blias. It's the shemunis.
And the shemunis is not. The shemunis is also.
So you have the
shemunis.
You have hot meat.
The shemunis. It is. Shemunis
no,
is also.
No, the shemunis makes the sakana binyan.
No, no, it's one shit. We don't ask another.
What?
No, no. What's lefgam? The shemunis. That's it. It can be more than shemunis. It can have more amount of.
Shemunis is the number of shemunis, right?
It's a filament.
What?
That filament, now what? How much of the filament can you can make more isn't the filament?
It's a filament, it's fine.
So how much, if that filament when it starts, that's the amount. It's a mash, right?
It's
10 millimeters. Either 10 millimeters went to the socket, it's still 10 millimeters, or it can be more than 10 millimeters, it can be more than itself.
But it makes it a binyan.
But how much? It's only that filament's binyan, right? Right. Can make the bleeds inside binyan.
It makes that much binyan. So sakim becomes binyan. So
how much? The bleeds. That.
Whatever
amount.
Part of the sakim, then it goes in. Right. But the
how much? It can be with that. Much? How much?
No,
actually,
answer more. Anytime you have a
chol touches the sack, that's the real chol. Yeah, let me be clear. You have a sack over here. It touches a gezayis of iser, and the sack holds 10 gezayisim. How much is inside the? How much is inside the sack?
Two zayis.
One. That's
right. Right.
No,
right. You're wrong.
No, one. No, not double. One.
It can be one. Plus whatever.
Not close. It can be plus. This or that. Here.
The shemrus is on the second amount.
That's double the amount.
Why not? It's the shemrus itself.
Because that's it can be more than what it is.
You can't be not on the second. How many zaysim are there? One zaysim in the second and one zaysim in the third.
No, we're not sure where it went. It's either here or there. So we're not sure why. We're not sure if
it's. You see, there's nothing in the second.
The reason why. There's by a case when you have by two, we have like Zayis of Isser and you have the Sakin.
Right.
You separate the two, we're not sure if it went the Isser into the Sakin or into the Isser. So we're going to shad this one in this situation and a knife in its situation. But when you have them both together and both pulls inside, there's no two assume over here. There's only one Zayis of Isser. So again, so we have this case over here of Klipo. The question is, why is the Klipo not Shishim? So the mice of most place can go with Halacha is. Build upon the sugya in the idea to talk about logava of ayin vav, that the amount of a mashu can only go klipa. We'll get to the taz, but most places can go. The concept shabai is something where the most it can go is the mashu can go klipa, not more than klipa. I said that. We'll get to the taz. Said that. We'll get to the taz. I mean, that's how most places can go. Therefore, and again, let's pash more of an is the mashu by sicha. Only case of klipa over here. Now the people doesn't yes why not Natilo, but that's how big the place go the case of Klipa. It is, it's a little you anoint something. Sikh is something you anoint, a mashu. It's a mashu, it's a mashu. Now the Perkut says, you know, we're not exactly sure what get a mashu, one goes to halacha in a bikini. But instead of example, you have butter spray on your pan.
Yeah, that's a mashu.
Then you make your food. How much? A butter spray is certainly a case of a sikho, and their flock has been Klipa, not more than that. And the rest of the chicken above the Klipa might be mortar. That's how most places can go. Came along the Taz. He says the same thing, but with a different Avona. He says every Klipa is Shishim. You need Shishim. But every Klipa is Shishim over here. That means at the end of the day, they're both saying Klipa for two different reasons. Both saying Klipa, Mitzah, Klipa, Shavoy. And the Taz is saying Klipa, what? Every Shishim is Klipa. That means any time we have an Issa Mashu, what's the Locho?
It's
the shishim amount of the shamnunis is a klipa. It is. That's right. You read the Taz, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Now, if you read the Shach, how did he go with?
That's
how thick it is. That's why we're not, again, that's what Berkut said. We're not in the Bikim exactly what it is a mashu, but it's only a spray will be that way.
A klipa is 60 times the spray.
If this man can take off, the 60 times the amount of the spray, yes.
One man can take.
Now, the Shach, when you read down the Halacha, on the page, it says, the that the shear is only Klipa. Kamalim goes to Kesar, he says, Avad the Taz is right, every Shishim is Klipa. Maisa, he said the Taz is correct over here. Kamalim the Pichodosh, he says, the Maisa, the Taz is incorrect. And the Shach, the Maisa, Kim Shehigit, Shub Eno Chayzo Magid. Maisa Ikri says on the page, ignore what's in the Kuzikas. Yeah, those are the words. Keep shaking Shuva and the Kuzikas market. The Maisa, the Shach and the Kuzikas sound like he went on the page, he went not of the Shach, like the Taz. The Kuzikas says, yeah, but the Taz is right. No, Nafkamina, no. MS is Nafkamina, those are Nafkamina, MS. Kim Jehik, the Ashach, Shimon Echoy Zemak.
How do you even write
that? What?
How do you even know he didn't rewrite that?
Avadu is chayzim. What's the call? Kim shikus shuvan chayzim market. Avadu. Except we don't believe you.
No,
I'm not sure. Nachmin alochal. So the ma'aseh comes out. We have this sacrament. First, if you have a stop sack in your house, come over the shach and says that even though till now we know plates and pots, stamp pots and plates are clean, the gate of sack and stamp sakin and ma'aseh are dirty. Those days. Come on the Swam and say, what about today's day and age? So come on the Dak Yeshuva over here and it's Mitzak Vav. Bina Perch Mata Aaron. He wants Taino that maybe nowadays, due to we are more careful about either our genes or we have better ways of cleaning things or whatever, we're more mephonic, let's say the other way, more of a negative term. I don't want to look upon it. But Mai said, we seem to have things that are clean. Therefore, come on the Swam, and Dak Yeshuva says, really, I call it for your Mokkim Vishaitai. I mean, he explains very simple. If let's say you have milk sticks that you just used, and you have flay sticks, you then put the knife away, it's on the counters right now, Pashas is, it's dirty still. If you, it says Rabbi Forrest, but let's say you find it inside, Rafael says you find it inside the drawer, Pashas is clean. So first you have to know the fiyam mokra.
Even if it's a knife.
Yeah, even if it's a knife. Pashas today, you find the drawer is clean, Pashas find the crown until the mice is dirty. Boy, you have to know whose house you're discussing. Discussing a bocha's dira, discussing kids running your house, so then you can start clearing. Loud knives might have the ghetto being a chash. Even the Jew might be a bayah. Talking about most people's normal houses, to find most people each lotan. Well, might say they can say whatever's around can be clean. So that means pashas today negate the knives. We don't have the klal of the shach. We have the klal of seichel. A call for mokel via shaita. You have to know who you're talking to, who runs the house. Bachrim or kids or kudaima. Correct. Now, one other thing, Kamal the Aruch HaShulchan points out, the case over here is when you have a milk and knife and you cut meat, everyone discusses what the luck is. So, the Aruch HaShulchan, when a person asks you this question, you have to ask him, why is it milk for? Because a lot of times it's milk because it's a milk and draw. But what exactly did you use the knife that's really milk? You cut a hot pizza. You have to know if you're that person to have hot pizza. Who cuts hot pizza, right? Who does that? Why is knife milk for? What are you cutting this milk with the knife? That's hot. And even if you are, it's always double gush of a chumra, of a cliche. Stem on the oven. With a spoon, right? Who does it with a knife?
You said spoons
are different. Again, the rub has to ask. And then you have, I did it with a spoon. That's called cutting with soft cheese over here. I don't know if it's cold cut. I don't think that's cold cut. Soft cheese. And the oil, you have to know. Let's say I use 1-2 spoons. That's 15 spoons in my drawer. Is it really milchix? And also, yeah, it's not clear yet. No, I just got married. 2 months ago, I got married. And my it's from my milchix drawer. And therefore, what have you done already that's milchix? So, part of the question you have to ask is, why is it milchix?
You stir
milchix soup with a knife.
Yeah.
If you're the bachus deer, you have it fine. But let's say we're not the bachus deer. And we didn't take your glasses and stir the soup. Fine. Let's say. So again, no, so plate, no docho. It's got to be a sugya of docho. That means, Rav Shulchan says, even in his day, the Akashuvah brings down, people say milk and knives. And the Akashuvah, the Rav Shulchan, two plates can say, why is it milk hex? It's an obvious question. And most times, it's come out always inside the Chumash Shavai. So you have to take that into account. What are you going to do in that situation?
Cut an onion.
Therefore,
backwards.
How do you cut a milk onion? Why is onion milk?
Oh,
trying to get there. Fine. Now, come on, the Machab discussing when the piece of meat, the mice over here, is hot. Come on, the Shach, it says, what happens when the piece of thing they're cutting is cold? Cold. And Betsy, we have to realize there are three other cases besides it being hot. There's one case is Betsy when it's warm or klisheni. Klisheni won't be the same thing. There's a second case over here when it's cold. And there'll be a third case over here when it's cold, something, you cut something that's cold, but it's very, very hard. You have the three different levels over here. Warm, klisheni, cold, and cold, but the thing you're cutting is green and kosher. Each one. First, again, something that is warm. Case of a klisheni. Coming with Amon, there must say, only machman a klishen, but a klisheni, what's a locha? The locha is, you need the chaticha needs a klipo, and the sakin needs the locha of an itza. You have to cash in the sakin. Why are you saying that for? What's the reason? It's klisheni, it doesn't hold a klisheni, there's no chumra over here. So the reason is mitzad duch de sakino. Why the Gemara says again in Chul Nav Chesam Beis, the Gemara there says you take a sakin shalav azara and you're doing a shechit over there. You have to be careful of the makom. And the Gemara says we're not sure what is this warm area. The loch is over there that we even if it's cold would be mach mitzad duch de sakino agad l'chorfa balotvei. So we have a Gemara. The Gemara is saying by duch, even though it's not a case that's a real tradition, something that's warm over there. Something that has a get of a klisheni. That halacha is you need to the knife and the muck that you cut into need a case of a klipa.
So klisheni, but that even shlishi, kavri, kamishi,
whatever. Yeah, let's just say anything warm. Yes, anything that's warm. The Kamalapim got him built upon this Ramah and says his words are anything that's warm is not worse than a choim beis shechita. Anything that's warm. I mean, I put the two things together. Yes, I took the Ramah and extended the Ramah more than what it says. Ramah said a case of a klisheni. Kamalapim got him the yadud and the pesukim bring down loud out case of a klisheni. The halacha is everything past that. However, Kamal reinforcing what's tiny the tafkar if the knife is not clean. If the knife is clean, what are we worrying about? The shamnunis. Again, you have to realize only you want tiny the tafkar knife is clean. I'm trying to think of that it works out the cheshbon over here. You want tiny when it's clean. You only need only a docha on the food over here. In the case of sakin shalav azor, we're assuming the shamnunis on top of it.
So if it's clean, it's in the benim, right?
Then it was nothing to worry about.
It's
yeah. So again, that's one thing. That's the chum l'chur of the Amor over here when we had getting the Amor discussing the stand knives, and those days were dirty. Clean only to cleans out the outside of the shamnunis. Now that means you take a knife. That's again, if it's hot or warm, or the food is warm. The loch is you have to worry about the knife. You took it from your drawer, no, you took it from your counter. You have to worry about it. A second halacha over here. What happens when it's cold? Now the cold, no one discusses it, but the Isavet Aruch is brought up in the Chok Mazadim, and he wants a tiny halacha. Still, the correct thing is do a case of a klipa. Why correct? Because if you read the Gemara slowly, you want to say what I just said, it's klisheni and it's warm and it's hot. Like most, if it's tainin, that's a get of it's tainin, what's halacha? Still, that be kailif. You want to think it's cold. Now, it's true, it's not cold over there. The Gemara says, "Shalom, if it's warm or hot, it's warm over there. That's the case." The Gemara says, "And then you can tell me it's cold. What's a locha yapi kailif? Why agav duchat skinny yapi kailif?" Therefore, says the Chochma Sodom, the correct thing should be the same exact locha. If you want to take the literal words of the Gemara, therefore the Loshan they say, "Oh, the Chochma Sodom is locha and do a klipa even when it's cold." Again, the Chor wants a dirty knife. When it's clean, lav davka. When it's dirty, the Chor that would be the locha over here. Void. Even this case, when it's cold, says the second thing. We're saying over here, when it's clean, it won't be a problem. We're saying there's a problem. You should. What happens if you take a knife? You take your cream cheese, your cream lavana, it's soft. If you wait a half hour, you look on top of it, it congealed on top of it. Congealed on top of it. Therefore, in that situation, the knife. So, correct. So even though so that's the question over here. That means that Allah and Simon Samukhtes says Ramah, you cut something, base shechita, you have dam on top of it, and you not clean it right away, the dam congeals on top of it. Therefore, the knife itself will myself have a problem that if things congeal on top of it, you'll have to also cash the knife and the thing that's on top of it. Let me see an example. Let's be clear. You take this knife that's milchix, you cut the bus over here, Seder. The knife, okay, just wash it off if there's no shamnunis. But the buster or the thing that you cut now went on top of your knife. How do you cash this knife over here? So luckily is you have shamnunis on top. To wash it off, do it quickly. Otherwise, it congeals on top of it. You have to cash it also. A garment's cold. I mean, even though it's cold, you're cutting something that's cold. Okay, because it's cold. Now what?
Later.
So I said, if you wait a half hour until you deal with it, you call it Ravi, you put it on the side, you don't do anything with it, don't wash, clean it right away.
Now it's congealed.
Now coming the place coming down, built upon the Ramon, Simitam test, you had Yehuda by the Shulchan. Now it's the locha that you have Shemnu, on top of it, you have to cash it. Yep. Now the question is like this, if the words are, you have to Ne'itza, clean it very well. Now the question, today's day and age, we'll get to the Sugi of Ne'itza, the steel will the cleaning very well work? Come on, all in this case, I think everyone agrees it would work. But that means not stam, how people usually clean under the sink, stam azoy. You have to clean it well. get it congealed on top of it. I said, steel wool. I just said that. I said you have to clean it. You have to do it well. There are places where you say steel wool doesn't work, but I think over there, at the moment, it's not the bleach boy. I think over here, I'm agree steel wool does work. You have to clean it very, very well. I know, so I said, need so.
It's about then again by all utensils, we're saying no. Very
neged.
Doesn't
give
everything.
Yeah, you anytime you do something the wrong minute, you clean it very, very well with the steel wool. The third thing over here, Kamal Shah, Mingdan Isavet Aruf, says when he cut Gvina Kosho, the Loch Idol will have the same idea. Yeah, Kamal Yapi Machma and the Saka needs an Itz over here. Now, first, what is Gvina Kosho? So, the Pashas understanding is a simple word. Gvina Kosho, very hard Swiss cheese.
Go back to the other
side. Wait,
needs only, if you don't. No, even if you clean it right, he's allowed to clean it. No. That's the Pash of the words over here. That's the Pash of the down. My four speaks it down. A Sharmic. I'll tell you, Shani, I see.
I consider hard cheese.
You take a Leishka knife and you cut the hard cheese. It's cold over here. So the words of the kind of shach nitzel. I see the shevet costing in the same of a harif wants tiny any butter that you take out of the refrigerator that's still hard, being cold, has to get a gvina kosher. Sounds like let's toss it a little bit and pay test. It's a chiddush because the pasht of the words gvina kosher is gvina kosher. That's the pasht of the words over here. So my just comes down to get to knife shavoy. Is that when you're cutting something that's hot, you need a golo. When you cut something that's warm or cold, the loch is the sigil of the itzel. If it's cut something that's mamish cold, then get the knife. If it's something that's hard, you need to eat so. Or the shabbat stays on top of it and wait a half hour, also need to eat so. What is the eat so? The upholstery one time the steel wool is good enough as the eat so. The serrated knife? Actually, the gate is stamp sack and then clean. Some people want to say it depends if it's serrated or not serrated. So one time the stamp sack and the clean them when they're easy to clean knives. Harder serrated knives are harder to clean. Lav davki on the heter of stamp sack and clean bisman as a. Fine. Now, coming the Paiskim, they bring down the Sugi of Davagosh. Now, we do Barichas, Davagosh, and Simon Kofay. What you have to always realize is Davagosh is always really three things we're being machma for. The case of Klisheni, build upon that the Chum of Davagosh, build upon that the Chum of Duchat de Sakino. Three different things. Just to make it simple, the way on the Chokhmah is on the Paskins. He says, if it's a Klisheni, you can make a Mokhmah Hafsid. If it's a klisheni and the case of Dov Gush, make a more hefsi mubo. It's a klisheni, Dov Gush, Dukhas Zakino, then asses it. That's very simple. I don't like staying over. The Bala Shulchan says, Kamat the same thing, but a drop different. If it's a klisheni, it's a hefsi, klisheni and Dov Gush, hefsi mubo. Klisheni, Dov Gush, and Dukhas Zakino, Tzorachin. Drop less. Bala Shulchan. Drop less. But again, the Chalmud Adon sets up very sweetly, very nicely, very clear, right? There's a very, there's three different chumers going on over here to be machmer with a dukha, because every dukha usually is a klisheni and also a davagosh. Well, klisheni, we had those will be machmer, we had those will be machmer and davagosh. Those machmer, you have to realize they're more obvious than all three. The Ramah does not hold of a chumer by klisheni, does not hold of a chumer by davagosh, does not hold of a chumer of dukha skino. Over here, it's very clear. He argues on all three of them. That means there are three chumers out there, the most is all three lamaisa mutter, and the swam like making daggers out of it. Toiv, okay. Now, this, what comes out over here, again, so mitzad the sugya per se of a klisheni, we discussed barichas, and of a gush, barichas and kofay. Klisheni, the those want to be machmer, shach and taz, we lamaisa, lapas going mekel, but of a gush, we have the loch of the shach, says to be machmel as efsimubo, or case of klimateches, the taz kamlung by case of klisheni, says we make efsimubo and davachoshim. Now we have a case of together with dukha. With dukha, the taz wants to be machmer. Now, just what comes out is not chazor over there, two points are really over here, the peskachuvo. One is with cousin klisheni, what about the local klishlishi? So also the peskachuvo, bring down the sam seifer, pri chodosh. Then they want to tie the klishlishi, the same chum as klisheni, and that's what everyone does. The Meister peskachuvo says that's not what the marim do. All the marim are certainly going to be making the klishlishi. Therefore, the Archa Shulchan writes that that's a kol apayskim. Even if Vosin has a couple of truths about it, he says, Mekel, this is chumah dafka klisheni, not a klishlishi. The chumah shavoy klisheni. No, the chumah of klisheni per se. Now, there's another sugya of gush. I'm just saying what the Pesuk Chuva is discussing over here.
Klishay
would not be about. We won't have this chumrah.
No, even by Shabbos,
Klishay
should be even more.
You could use this for Shabbos.
This should be less.
The Mishmu does say that unless it's a vade kalei bishul, like tea, that's the issue, or eggs. Otherwise, for everything else besides for the four things, the vade kalei bishul pasha should be more than the klishlishi. Again, the two things in Pesuk Chuva. Number one, the idea of klishlishi, bikkur baiska mekel. The second thing is the idea of how to define a davar gush. Again, davar gush, the place we're certainly chush l'chumra mishmuel l'shabbos brings down the idea of davar gush from the Rambam, from this Yom Shleim and Maestri Machmer, not like the Ramah. And again, the Taz says only be Machmer when you have duchah together with it. Now, we come along the Pesuk Chuva, this kasha, it starts off to defining a davar gush is something that's salad, a piece of meat. Let's say you have a carrot that's salad, boiling hot, but it's inside soup. It's inside your bowl over here. So Batsim, the soup conforms to the bowl, and the walls are touching it, and you have a carrot inside. Is that carrot now have the chum of a davar gush, or not? So come along with the Pesach Tshuva, and bring down the Selis Mincha, who is a Minchas Yaakov, who brings down the Teres Oshim, who is a Teres Yantif, and they come along and say, the loch is to be mekel. There's no chum of davar gush. What's the swar? They come along the chum and point out, it really depends where you're coming from. The Taz over here says two Marim Mekoyim is to be Machmer and Davar Gush. One he calls the Issev Eta Aruch, one he calls the Yam Shel Shloimo. The side of the Yam Shel Shloimo is that salads retain heat more than liquids. That's the side, not like the Dakamoshes Fakarat. The Metzius is salad retains heat. You know, you take a potato, you put a boiling hot potato from your children, you put it on your plate. Mice, you want to cool it down for your kids, you cut it into small pieces to cool it down. Otherwise, you wait 10 minutes, you cut it, the inside is still boiling hot. Something that's a salad retains heat. You want to cool down for your kids, you have to cut into five small pieces and wait, and then it cools down. That, if that's the reason to be machmer, then it comes out, a carrot inside your soup should have the same idea over here, and not have the kula of a klisheni be back to the chum of a double gush. Mash enki the side coin the isav and the oruch is, come from Tosfos and Shabbos, that we need to find some makairois, and a double gush doesn't have any walls over here. Mash enki when you have a carrot or a potato inside your soup, the soup itself has walls that's cooling it down, that's touching the carrot over here. Therefore, it'll come along to be mekel in this situation. Therefore, they say why they're being mekel over here is because it's coming the ikamal, which is the isuvet of aruch, that the walls are cooling down here, we have walls, that's why to be mekel. Allah Maisa, come out all this form. The Maisa went like the Pesach Tshuva, the Minchas Yaakov, Peres Yontif. Again, I see the Isuv Chaim Kineski, he said to be machmer. But Maisa, come out all this form, went this way. Another point over here, just negate Sugiv HaKolo. Very important insight over here. We have a fleshiga knife that's cut with a milchiga. Sorry, you have a fleshiga knife cutting your milchiga's cheese over here, or vice versa. You're cutting it boiling hot to meat with the milchiga knife. What's lucky of the cash of the knife? How do you cash the knife? HaKolo. HaKolo? Not Liban?
That's what could do.
Could do? How? Liban, because things that go in through liquid go out through liquid. Things go in through heat go out through heat.
This is not. It's not.
Could blow a
cat. No, but Liban is only surah. My sagala works anyways.
What? A god does not work only with a terrible. This is surah bala.
Yeah, but didn't observe.
The Tanyaim over here.
Didn't
observe. So the side I'm saying over here is it can be Adar al Sugi. That's correct. But they bring it down from this from over here. The Mo over here says the loch of that gola. Says the Prim Gadam, the Paiskim, Baruch Shem, like a father. Why? Because the site is to be Liban has to be through Eish, and if it's not through Eish, then Loch is always a Galah. That's the point you say they point out in this Ramah. It's black and white, there's no liquid here. It's not the site, Kabbalah Kapol, they get the liquid. If it's not fire, it's not Liban back to us to give a Galah. Fine, Bez Hashem, on Sunday, be the end of the Simon. I know on the sheet said Siv Zayin on Sunday, that was just a mistake, a copy and paste mistake. Now we have, instead of having a week Chazara, we have 10-11 days of Chazara. No one can complain that we don't have enough times. But Hashem, the Chazara for 10-11 days, Kovav, Kov Zayin, then Tzadik Dalad, Tzadik Hei, Tzadik Gimel also?
Gimel, Gimel, Dalad, Hei.
Ah, Baruch Hashem, and Maisa, I think by now, every time we do Chazara, I think the learn the sugya, they got the feet wet, they now understand the ideas. We go back over it, this is the time to acquire it. You have to, mamash 10 days to acquire it. Because until now, you thought you understood it. Go back, you read it, oh, that's what it meant, oh, that's what it says, oh, now I understand. This is the time now to...
Not the day, but...
Now is the time, now is the mind.